You got to be ready to get on board when the train pulls through. I think we're too picky sometimes. If you're real picky, amen, you may not get to eat all you need. Amen. Just tear down on it. Praise God. Turn yourself in on it. I'm going to read today. What time do you want me to shut down? I can preach that long. I'm a little hungry. Hallelujah. I'll do my best, but I haven't taken my vitamins and I'm a little weak this morning. Praise God. But maybe I can preach at least 12:30 or so. Amen. You know, this watching the clock's a psycho thing anyway, psychological. You're liable to get out here to the thrift store and shop around right through lunch and get in the car and just notice, well, I've shopped right through lunch. Well, let's just preach right through lunch. How's that? Hallelujah. That'd be all right? I think my message, if I can hook it in here, I think it fits. But sometimes you'll never notice it, but I think it does. I'm going to try to hook it right into this. I love the gospel, don't you? Brother talked about his wife being missioned to America and said that kind of, I think he was lightly, but it was really not a light thing because America does need some missionaries. That's right. And Brother Rich informed me that they were sending missionaries to America. Well, America's been great. And just like the history report I read years ago, I don't know who said it. I wish I had time to, but I think it's accurate. But one man came over to see what made America great. And he said, America is great because America is good. And when America ceases to be good, she'll cease to be great. Is that the way you feel? And I want to say America is going wholesale wicked. And judgment is at the door. No need us looking over it. Trying to put a band-aid on a bad wound. America is in trouble. I love America. And I thought this morning, and I've got to preach. I don't know, I shouldn't be doing this right now. Sometimes I try to use wisdom. I have so little of it. I don't do it all the time. But I looked at the paper this morning. I saw the earthquake 1700 in Taiwan, is it? And was it 15,000 destroyed just a while back, just a few days ago? And how long did that earthquake last? Does anybody remember? I think I remember, but I couldn't check it out. But it was like 50 seconds.
That's long.
Huh? 50. The power of a moment. Preacher preached last night, the power of a moment in 50 seconds. There was 15,000 people destroyed. And I looked at America. I told my wife this morning, I looked at the headline and I said, God has been good to America. Huh? Amen. And I know that we're headed to the book of Acts right now. My hide got to leaking over there right in the palms of my hands. Did y'all ever do that? And I need you to pray for me. I want to look at Acts chapter 27. And I'm not going to preach out of 27. I just want you to look at it as you're going to 28. Hallelujah. Good to see all you preachers. And if you've ever preached, a preacher naturally has preached. But if you've ever been in the shape I'm in right now, then let's have a little sympathy out of you here this morning, all right? Amen. Been there, they just saying, I don't know who come up with it, I hope it wasn't some TV star, but they say, been there and done that. I don't know who said that. I maybe shouldn't have used that, but some rock singer or something, but you know, you folks that have been here and done that, then you know what I'm going through. So you pray for me. I'd like to preach to you today from the book of Acts, and I hope I can get it to you. In the 27th chapter, been a lot of preaching it from here, and my text is nothing new by far. But in the 27th chapter, we see the Apostle Paul Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 27 It's a wonderful place to preach. You know that they were in a place called Fair Haven. Is that right? I didn't brush up on this morning, but they were in a place called Fair Haven, and because the wind blew softly, they launched out. Y'all remember that story? There's a lot of great preaching in that. Everything was going pretty good, smooth, and a fair wind blew. As brother said today, you know, your religion is not based on feelings. We like to feel good, amen, but it's not based on feeling. But that fair wind blew, and so they launched out. And the Bible said that there was a wind called Euroclodon, amen, that came, and they was in one of the most terrible storms that was ever recorded in the Bible. And this storm tossed them. The Bible said it like this. The Bible said they were exceedingly tossed with a tempest. And so they did everything they could do to right their course and to survive this storm. Amen. The Apostle Paul had told them, don't go. Amen. How many has ever heard your pastor say that? Don't do it. Don't go. And you know, it's so frustrating, amen, when you're saying don't go, and folks are going all the time, getting their hat on, hallelujah, putting their don't go, and they're smiling and saying, I love you, preacher, amen, and they're going all the time. Well, you know the end result of that, amen. They went all right, and so they got in a terrible storm, amen. And I preach from this a lot, and I like this, and but anyway, they got there. The Bible said they lightened the ship. You know, they tried everything in their means to get it righted. Amen. It reminds me of our church world today. Folks, some folks are really trying to right it. Amen. And trying to get it right. For we have launched out in areas where God has said, don't do it. And we're doing it anyway. You say, you are? Well, you know what I say when we means us. You know, us and those that are here and those that might be here. And if it don't fit you, buy the tape and give it to somebody. But just in case, amen, don't go, Euroclodon come. They lighten the ship. Amen. I want you to know, I think I've got to do this. I may not have to. My text is in the 28th chapter. Amen. But notice what happened. They throw everything out of the ship. Amen. They ate a meal and throwed everything else out of the ship. They throwed their food. They threw their tackling. They throwed everything it would take to survive any longer than a day. Amen. They throwed out their tackling. They even had some problem with betrayal here. The men that were running the ships under color, amen, a pretense, they went and acted like, amen, they were going to cast anchors out. And what they were doing, they were dropping off their little personal private boats, amen. And these were the men that knew how, amen, to get the ship out of the storm. If anybody knew how, these men knew how. But they was getting ready. I'm going to tell you, if you're on a ship and the captain's man in a lifeboat, you better get you one too. Huh? If the captain looks nervous, amen, then it's time to get nervous. Is that right? Here's the men that ran the ship. They were going to put their own, they were under color, amen. And Paul said, unless these abide in the ship, we're all going to likewise perish. In other words, if these men that know how to run this thing, if they get away, we're hurting. Amen. Come on now. And so they stopped them from escaping. You know what it was? It was the turmoil that they were in. They were in a storm. That's why folks are trying to sneak off in this hour. Hey, come on now. Hey, amen. The pressure's on and the storm is on. They're doing it under color as loving you and caring for you, but really they're just providing their own little boat to save their own ornery hide. Come on now. That's not my message. I don't know why. I'm just trying to. But they went ahead. They stopped them. Paul said, and you know, I'd have been the same way. He couldn't help but say, I told you not to go. Huh? I'd have been the same. I couldn't help it. I told you not to go. Amen. They got in a storm, and the Bible said Howbeit, Paul prophesied to them, said, Sirs, be of good cheer. For howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. I like that. That's significant right there. Y'all going to help me preach a little? Don't quit me. And listen, if you go to sleep, don't snore. I'm not offended with sleep that much, but snoring, it irritates me. So just try it. If the Bible said, amen, they cast four anchors and wished for the day. And then, notice this, the ship, amen, broke all to pieces. 276 people on board. Amen. And the thing that was keeping, you know, a ship in the water is scary enough, but water in the ship is terrifying. Huh? Y'all think it is? Amen. And so it broke all apart and they began to escape on pieces of the ship. Amen. Now, the Bible said, and the rest, last verse of that chapter says, and the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. Now, if I can, start into the next chapter. And when they were escaped, I want you to get this in mind. 14 days and nights they'd been without sun, stars, moon, any kind of light. Storm was on. They'd been fasting. They had done tried everything they could. And now the ship is broke and they come upon this certain island that Paul had prophesied about. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. That means honey. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, if you're in a storm, Honey Island looks mighty good, don't it? Huh? Come on now. Oh, I wish I could help you today. And look at this. And when they were escaped, then they knew the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people shewed us no little kindness. For they kindled a fire and received us, everyone, because of the present rain and because of the cold. Did you get that? Praise God. I love this. I just love this. I hope I can get it to you a little bit in about 25 minutes. But it said, the barbarous people. Well, that's kind of strange. Here this ship busted all to pieces. And I don't know how these barbarians knew that. I don't know, maybe it was the break of day, if I understand it right. The day just had started coming on. It was dusky. And the Bible said, amen, it was rainy and cold. And here comes some 276 folk, amen, paddling in on boards. That would be me. I can't swim any. And here comes somebody paddling in on a board, some swimming for their life. 276 people escaping out of this storm. Amen. And, you know, let me ask you something. If you were in that storm, praise God, and you were swimming or paddling out to the shore, what would be, and it was cold and dreary and rainy and misty and dark, what would be the best thing in the world that you could see the first thing you step out on the shore? Now, I'll let you imagine a minute. Amen. Some of you will say McDonald's. Amen. But I had something else in mind. Amen. If I got out and I was wet and I'd been fearful and I'd been out there in that sea, amen, where there's no solid ground, and for 14 days and nights, and I don't know how long they were on that sea tossed. Amen. Yes, they'd done wrong. Amen. God said don't go, and they went anyway. But who of us hasn't? Hallelujah. I didn't get an amen one. I don't believe all that. Amen. Sometimes us preachers, when we start doing right, we forget we ever did wrong. But I want to tell you, come on now. Amen. But here came a boatload, amen, of folks that had done, amen, wrong. Hallelujah. Amen. Here's a preacher now. Amen. The Apostle Paul, he's just soaked around with the wet rest of them. Amen. But you know there was something about him. The Bible said the sons of Issachar understood the time. There was something about the Apostle Paul. Oh my. He understood, amen, the time that he was in.
He'd went down in the hold of the ship. He'd prayed them out. Praise God. He said, an angel of the Lord stood by me this night. Amen. He gave me every one of your souls, 276 souls. Amen. So the first thing they see, amen, when they come on the shore, amen, is a barbarous people. Amen. I don't know exactly what they look like. Amen. But they was a primitive, idol worshiping, amen, a barbarian people on an island. But you know what they showed? You know what they had? You know what they did? They showed no little kindness. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, come on now. Amen. How many believes that the gospel is still good news? Hallelujah. How many thinks, amen, that to this lost and dying and wicked and storm-tossed and waterlogged and disobedient world, amen, they still need a fire, amen, in this cold, rainy, dark, wicked, amen, generation that we live in, amen. And come on now, and I want to ask us the question tonight, amen, if those barbarians, amen, could show no little kindness, amen. I don't know how everybody in this building, I grant you, amen, if there's any one type of attribute that you love to be ministered to you, it is an administration of kindness. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I want to preach to you tonight, today, this morning, this afternoon, during lunch. I want to preach to you, amen, about the fire. Amen. There's no little kindness. Amen. We're in a storm-tossed world. Amen. Come on now. Amen. These men climbed out of this stormy sea, and they found a fire. Hallelujah. That's how I found it. When I climbed out of my life of sin, somebody had a fire built. I don't know how you feel. I don't. If you've got a belly aching full of sour pills to sell, I'm not buying. I don't care what your sales pitch is. And Brother Rich, I bought one of them vacuum cleaners too. And I gave my wife, she's here, can testify. I said, now repeat after me, we don't need a vacuum cleaner. You'll see it. It's a pretty nice little old deal. But I want to tell you, I feel like preaching a little. Praise God. I'm preaching on the fire. Amen. Oh, amen. Here they came. Oh, I was a mess when I got saved. Amen. My mama's here. She can vouch for that, though she probably don't want to talk about it. Amen. But when I got saved, I don't have a sad story to tell you. I've heard people, amen, say, amen, if it wasn't so many hypocrites down the church. I get so sick of hearing that. Amen. Where else would you find a hypocrite but at church? Amen. If they don't go to church, they're not a hypocrite, are they? Are you hearing me? Amen. It ain't no surprise. Amen. But I'll tell you what I found in 1975 when I went down to the house of God. Amen. They had a fire built. I'm telling you, it wasn't dead. It wasn't dry. It wasn't cold. It was a fire. Build, and they received me, everyone. Well, I just don't feel accepted down there. I believe you're lying, is what I think. Come on now. Amen. I think if you'll come, come on now. I think, church, we need to build a fire for this lost and dying world. We don't need to come on the altar with high-powered rifles guarding our prestigious heritage. Some people are afraid to get a new convert, afraid it'll mess the looks of their crowd. Come on now. Come on now. God forbid, amen, that we, amen, who have so enjoyed the warmth of the fire ourself, amen, come on now, amen, would forget, amen, that we too were strangers in that land, amen, of bondage. Are you helping me preach? Amen. These barbarians, they had nothing, amen, to gain, amen, by building a fire for a bunch of Romans and the shipmen and criminals, but something, amen, moved on them barbarians. I believe it moved about the time Paul said, we shall land on a certain island. I believe that old chief woke up in the middle of the night and said, oh, let's get up. Amen. They had to get up in the middle of the night to build a fire like that in the wee hours of the morning to warm 276 souls. I wonder if our little old candle is enough to warm all the shipwreck that's a coming into our churches and are needing a fire. Well, I got to hurry. Hey, man, now, don't rush me. Just let me rush myself, okay? I want to preach to you a little bit. Amen. This fire, the Bible, there's another thing or two I want to mention to you, but I'll get it in a minute. But this fire represents a lot of things in the scripture. Amen. Of course, amen, God uses fire to resemble his spirit. Huh? Yes, sir. He said, I shall baptize thee with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. God's people have always been the fire people. Amen. A cloud by day and a fire by night. Amen. I'm not a good singer. Amen. Praise God. But there's a fire by night when it's dark and cold and we apt to get lost. There's a fire. Amen. You remember that fire? That's the one when you climbed up looking like a drowned rat out of the shipwreck where you shouldn't have been. Amen. Oh, we can point fingers at you. Amen. Come on now. That finger pointing is something, isn't it? Amen. Come on now. Amen. But I want to tell you something. I climbed up out of that old sea. I was a drowned rat. Amen. I was glad to see the fire. Come on. Amen. That fire, amen, has so many wonderful qualities about it. Amen. I want to tell you to this world that's gone to hell. Amen. They need the church worse than they've ever needed it before. And they don't need an old dry formal. Amen. Church that's trying their best to live worldly, but they need a church that's on fire. Hallelujah. A church that's living and breathing and praying. Are you going to help me preach? We need revival. And we need a revival of fire. Amen.
Do I got time to tell a few old stories during my preaching? I remember as a boy, one Christmas, it used to snow deeper. I don't know if it's just because I'm taller or what, but it seemed like, amen, the snow used to be deeper. And it used to be colder. Amen, we lived out on the end of the ridge. Mama, remember this. You still hear Mama? Hallelujah. I got my mama here today. Ooh, hallelujah. If you got your mama in the church, you know you always got one person praying for you. Hallelujah. Somebody a while back met me and said, I ran into somebody the other day just bragging on you. I said, you've been seeing my mama again, ain't you? Huh? Come on now. Amen. I remember one Christmas, the Presbyterian Church, I believe it was, out in Jewel Ridge, they knew the neighbors down the road, about a mile down. Don't let me repeat myself, amen, too much here. But the neighbors was a mile down. Pat, we lived at the end of the state maintained road. And they lived a mile on down in the rocky old sand bottom road. Amen. And it had snowed so deep, the snow used to get up so deep it almost covered the fence post tops. And it was that deep this time, nearly. And it was Christmas time, just before Christmas. And this preacher from the Presbyterian Church brought some groceries. And he couldn't get his truck through the snow drifts to go down to the neighbor's house. And so he brought them to my dad. We didn't go to church at that time. My dad wasn't saved.
But they brought them groceries in. The preacher said, we're trying to get these groceries. We know these folks. We have heard they in need down here. And I got to hurry. Amen. But he said, we got to get these groceries to them. But you're going to have to wait. If you don't mind, we'll leave them here. When it falls, they can come and get them or whatever. We brought them for Christmas. Well, I knew when they left that them people were going to get those groceries. And they was going to get them today. And then something else dawned on me. That I was going to be helping do it. Because I knew my daddy. And so as soon as that preacher left, amen, the daddy began to pull his boots on. And he said, boys, put your warmest clothes on. Amen. I'm trying to set you up. Amen. For this story, I'm preaching on the fire. Amen. We tromped, they put it in burlap sacks, put them groceries, old canned goods and groceries and flour and meal and stuff and such as that. Put them over our shoulder. I was about 11 years old. Put them over my shoulders, and here we went down. My daddy would break the path, and we'd go down. Amen. It was about a mile, I guess, wasn't it, Mom, down there, maybe? About a mile. Amen. Down through them snow-drip bottoms. Amen. And we came down the top, our neighbor had a little farm. Amen. Laid out there on that mountain ridge. And that little farm and a little tar paper house had a front porch that went all the way around. I'm about to go back there now. And right in front of the house was an old well. Amen. I helped old Mr. Strouth mow his grass down there with a team of horses and a rake when he used to shock it and then stack it. And man, that was a job. And I used to do that. And he called me his water boy. I'd go to that old well. I'm off track. I'm preaching on fire here. Amen. And so there was that old farmhouse, and I looked down and saw that farmhouse. I was almost froze out. My little hands was numb, and I was cold, and I was almost ready to cry. Amen. But as we come through that yard, amen, and you may think I'm crazy, but I think I could smell the fire in that house. Huh? Oh yeah, I was cold and that sack was heavy, but she knew we were on her way, and she took that old cook stove with that cast iron top, you know, and she'd feel it full of that split oak wood, and she had that fire cooking and a big old pot of soup beans on it. And I'm telling you, I would have been crazy, and I didn't do it, but I thought about going over and sitting down on that stove, amen, and just stove. Amen. You know what it was? I was cold. And that fire. Amen. You gonna help me preach? That fire looks so good. I want to know tonight, today, right now. I want to know why. Amen. The world is not attracted to our churches anymore. Amen. Oh, I'm going to preach to you. Amen. There's something missing. Amen. When the world feels threatened and the world feels unwelcome and the world feels unwanted. I know we got to preach a standard and our leadership and what we promote has got to be what we preach. Are you hearing me? Amen. But brother, that ought to not take the kindness. If you're not kind, you're not like Jesus. Amen. Come on. And if you're not like Jesus, then who are you like? Oh, I feel like preaching a little bit. I tell you, these barbarians did not know one man among them, but they did know this, that it would be a kind thing for a shipwrecked soul to have a when they climbed out. I'm going to tell you, when I climbed out, Brother Ralph Horton and Brother Bob Osborne and Sister Doris and Sister Thelma and Brother Harmon, the youth leader, they had a fire built. And Brother Rich, preach camp meeting. Amen. I didn't know there was any church trouble. I didn't know there were any hypocrites. All I could see was a fire. Hallelujah. They showed no little kindness. Brother Rich, I'm going to be sitting reading. I read worldly stuff. I read the Reader's Digest. Don't fall out with me. Oh, don't tell it, Brother Smith. I can be reading, and you might think this is crazy. I can be reading a story. And the type of story that touches me and brings tears to my eyes is when somebody goes out of their way in kindness for somebody. Woo! Am I doing any good, brother? Praise God. That's one Aaron I wouldn't care to leave my church with right there. Hallelujah. Y'all still here? Amen. I'm preaching on the fire. Ooh, I'm a stoke on another log. Open the draft. Amen. Come on. Get the fire burning. Amen. That's one thing they can understand in Russian and Japanese. Amen. In Philippine and Spanish. Amen. They understand kindness. They understand love. They understand concern. They understand, amen, when a man spread his arms. Amen. And he said, how much do you love me? Hey. There was a fire built, Brother Andy, on Calvary. Amen. For such as needeth a mighty Savior, there's a fountain open. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's a shipwreck. There's a sea full of lost people. Somebody build a fire.
Oh, Miss Strauss, old cook stove fire. This boy, that's been 30 years ago, more. And I haven't forgot that fire. I want you to notice something about fire. I got a little time left, haven't I? Are y'all cooking a big, thick chicken today or something? Big thick turkey. Takes a long time to cook him thick turkey. You don't want to get in on her when it's not done. Huh? Stay with me now. I want to tell you something about fire. Let me tell you this. Y'all heard this all before, but listen to it again. The fire that these men found when they got there was it just permeated warmth. Man, when you just seen it, you started warming up. And that's the best thing about getting cold. You're getting warm again. Huh? And they saw that. And I'm just imagining. I can imagine hearing the captain of that ship hollering, "Whoa, glory!" And Paul said, "I didn't know you was religious. I am now." Hallelujah. I tell you, like they said, there's no atheist in the foxhole, praise God. Amen. There's no atheist in the shipwreck when there's a fire on the bank. Amen. Here was them. They had the fire built. Amen. I want to tell you something. Fire. Amen. And I love to preach the fire that burns your hide. Huh? That's on down point 5 in my sermon. But the fire not only burns your hide, it warms your soul. Huh? Come on now. Is somebody going to help me preach? Amen. The church, God. Amen. The church that we know was born in the fire. Somebody say amen. Acts chapter 2. Amen. The Holy Ghost set upon them cloven tongues like as a fire. Amen. Jesus came with fire and his fan in his hand. Amen. Come on now. And he baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I'm not talking about just speaking in tongues, but I'm talking about the fire that draws, and the fire that warms, and the fire that comforts, and the fire that illuminates, and the fire that draws together, and the fire of the Holy Ghost that brings a passion for souls of men and women. We've let the fire go out.
Now, let me get to my message. Paul was a man that understood his time. I was thinking last night, if I ever go to the mission field, I'd like to go with Brother Rich. Huh? I'd like to sit there and say, "Pull the trigger, Bubba." Is that what they said? "Pull the trigger, Bubba." That's what. Woo! And another reason I like to go, Sister Rich, he can kill bushwhackers. Is that what you call them? Huh? Amen. Come on now. I'd like to go with him because he would understand some of the things that I would need to understand. But Paul, when he stepped out, they saw the fire. 276 people around one fire. So the next verse, we find Paul gathering sticks.
All right.
Where you going, Paul? Ain't this warm?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Aren't you glad for this? Oh, I'm tickled a bit. Well, where are you going?
I'm going to go out here and gather some sticks.
You know,
some of us have not yet learned that fire and sticks have a correlation. We think fire never goeth out. Huh? But fire, come on class, set up now. Fire with no sticks goeth to ashes. Now, big guy, let's see you warm by ashes. Pick them ashes up. No good. Huh? Come on now. Is anybody getting this? How many years are we going to sit trying to warm by a stove that's nothing but ashes? Let me give you the wisdom of the Apostle Paul. There's two things I want to point out. 2 points. Oh, God. Number one, Paul looked at this fire. Now, this may not be exactly, but give me a little break. He looked at the crowd. How many is here today, you think? How many people is here today? Odd estimate. Huh? 1,000? Oh, you got to think big. Come on now. It's probably 100. Can you imagine 276 people? Paul had an idea. This fire needs to be larger. Oh, no, Brother Paul. No more, no. No longer. You know, you get a lot of riffraff in here. You know. No, we don't. If you get a big crowd in here, we'll have to change pews. We'll have to get off the back seat. No, we don't want to. Pull them shades down. Lock that door back there. Let's gather our group in here. That's awful little fire, ain't it? Y'all ain't helping me. Y'all ain't really even loving me with all your heart right now. Come on now. Paul looked at this fire and he said, you know, this is so good. You know, the first thing, Brother Rich, that I wanted to do the night I prayed through at home, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to pick up that phone and call somebody. Hey, man, you see that fire had broke out in me and I just want to see it spread. First person I called was my girlfriend. She's still with me. She's my wife. Been my wife for 24 years nearly. I must have wearied her. She slipped down on me. I called her up and I told her about the Lord. Y'all still here? Amen. I'll tell you the attitude of the Apostle Paul, the reason he went out, amen, and gathered those sticks. Amen. You know, a lot of folks have no, they could see through a keyhole with both eyes. That's pretty narrow-minded, isn't it, Brother Rich? Praise God. You know, there are some folks that think if it ain't the way they're doing it, it ain't getting done. Come on now. Well, I want to tell you something. Amen. Now, my monkey don't have to crank the organ for me, amen, to get happy. Come on now. Amen. Come on now. I tell you, amen, we need to have, amen, a bigger fire that'll reach out to the old down and outer, the old drunkard, amen, the bad woman down in the red light district. Amen. We just all came out of a storm. And the fire is the warmest thing. Amen. We need to spread, amen, this gospel fire into our community. Now to hurry. We need a bigger fire. Huh? Now I know when you lay the blade on folks that some of them ain't gonna have it. But that is no excuse for us not, amen, winning the lost in our church. Huh? Now, it might help our feelings some. Says, well, we're down right now. But, you know, when you preach holiness, down, down, down you go. I don't believe it. You say, well, that's the way. You need to check another area. Huh? The brother here said the Baptists were soul winners, and they kicked him out. And we took him in. Should we not be soul winners?
Right.
Come on now.
Right.
After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, hey man, you shall be witnesses unto me. That fire is going to expand. Somebody's got to go. That's what I'm preaching to us tonight. Amen. We need to keep the fire. Amen. And the only way to keep that fire, amen, is to go gather the fuel. And can I tell you, I feel like the Apostle Paul realized the preciousness of this fire. I want to ask you, are you pleased with the fire that's been built for you? Amen. Come on now. I said, are you happy that somebody built a fire for your old soul? Then if you've enjoyed the fire, amen, it ought to behoove you, amen, to leave the fire, amen, and go gather sticks and put wood on the fire that somebody else may warm, and that fire may endure not only for your day but to the next generation. Oh, somebody say amen. See, Paul looked it over and realized our fun is over when this fire goes out.
Right.
I wonder, you that fight holiness. I'm not saying just don't live it. I mean fight it. That's not living it, it's fighting it. There's no neutral ground. I want to ask you, if you love a non-holiness church so much, then why don't you go to one? I'm going to tell you why. You like the fire too much. Y'all ain't getting this. Praise God. I tell you, there's some things about the people of God that are precious and are passed down. Amen. We need to keep the correlation. Amen. With the sacrifice and the fire. Amen. When the sacrifice was made, the fire of God fell. The Bible said, present this is one of the first verses I ever learned to quote. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. I want to ask you something. Amen. Do you think it's important that our children know how they ought to live? They ought to know the doctrines of the blood. The doctrine, come on, amen, of the atonement, the doctrine of the coming of the Lord. Are you hearing me? They ought to know the doctrine of sanctification. They ought to know the doctrine of the cross in their life. They ought to know the doctrines, amen, of the Bible, the Holy Ghost and the baptism with the gifts of the Spirit. Are you helping me preach? Are we going to keep this fire burning? Are we going to be satisfied with the ashes of what used to be? Hallelujah. You need to teach them, I got to hurry, teach them the inward life and the outward standards. Huh? Teach why a woman should not mess with the covering of her head. Amen. Cut, trim, burn, jerk out. Amen. Whatever. They ought to know why that is. Amen. A child grow up in our home. Amen. They ought to know. Oh, it's quiet in here. Amen. I'm going to preach to you. Amen. The fire, it warms and it comforts and it illuminates. When it came into my life, I saw myself like I really was. Amen. Y'all going to help me preach? Amen. We need to put some more wood on the fire. We need to pass our children a devotion and a dedication and standards and convictions. Amen. Pass them down. A fire, the fire. Amen. Somebody say amen. Now notice, Brother Rich, you remember preaching this one. While Paul was gathering sticks, the serpent latched on his arm. And the old preacher from Oklahoma preached on, shake that snake. Huh? Whew. Anybody here love me? More than dinner? I want to tell you, now if you don't think we've got a dilemma with the world wiggling its way into our people, then you're like them 8-day-old puppies. Your eyes ain't been opened yet. Huh? Come on now. I'm going to tell you. And you know, you can make you a list. And I'm all for it.